Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. This week's Bible background is for Year C, Winter, Week 2. Prepare the way. Luke 3, 1 through 6. The big idea. We prepare our hearts for Jesus. He is our Savior. The memory verse is from Luke 3, 4. Prepare the way for the Lord. Luke 3, 4b. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. This is the message of the Christmas song. Jesus' cousin John, who was filled with the Holy Spirit before he was born, Luke 1:15, prepared the way for the Messiah, the King all Israel awaited. John was preparing the way for God himself to save. We call Jesus' cousin the Baptist because he called people to turn from sin and be washed clean through baptism. How amazing it must have been for John to open the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and realize it was speaking about him. Now he was crying out in the wilderness, just as Isaiah had said he would. Prepare the way for the Lord. Luke 3:4b. The joy of the world was coming. Old Testament. Isaiah 40, which is quoted in Luke 3:4-6, is one of the most beautiful chapters in the Bible. It speaks within the context of a sinful nation. For years, the people of the kingdom of Judah had sinned against God. They were suffering greatly for it. Their nation was surrounded by war. Their relatives in the northern kingdom had been taken captive by Assyria, and soon Babylon would take them captive as well. But there was hope. Their punishment would come to an end. God himself would come to comfort them, to bring them good news, and to save them. God was their true king, and he would set them free. Jesus. Isaiah's prophecy had been realized. Luke was careful about the details. He went to great lengths to set this story in time, making it easy for us to know when in history Jesus came. The Roman system of government in Jesus' day was unique. The fact that there were two high priests was exceptional and unlawful. The Bible says, at just the right time, Christ died for us. Romans 5:6. John the Baptist was preparing the way for what had been planned since the beginning of time. He was calling God's people out of sin and despair to straight paths. He was preparing them for the arrival of their Messiah, Jesus Christ. The church and the world. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them. We will come to them and make our home with them. John 14:23. God wants to make his home with us, but we must prepare him room. John the Baptist would later say, he must become more important. I must become less important. In John 3:30. In a way, we must do this as well. Little by little, John's fame diminished as Jesus' name spread. When our hearts make room for him, we will glorify him instead of ourselves and make room for his desires in our lives. Over time, we will come to value what he values and love what he loves. As we are conformed to the image of Christ, Romans 8:29, our hearts are widened to embrace his love and welcome his work in our lives. And in the wondrous economy of God, as he increases and we decrease, we actually become more like him and more like the people he has created us to be. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.